Welcome to Phoneboy Speaks, a short podcast about whatever mobile technology, social media, geek culture, information security, or general tech douchebaggery that happens to be on my mind. I don't know if I'm back to regular podcasting yet, but I had a discussion with somebody on Twitter about passwords that I felt was worth capturing as a podcast. Somebody had posted an article saying, you know, sometimes it's okay to disable password paste on the password field on websites. And, you know, and their argument was, okay, well, what if you use this system that actually tracks how you type and factors that in as an authentication mechanism? So it can be considered two-factor authentication by only entering one factor of authentication. And I basically disagree with that premise because, you know, there are other ways to capture the information about you know, how you're typing and that sort of thing, right? There's ways to do that that aren't the password field. And, you know, even if people do use password fields, right, you know, and use password managers, you know, sometimes password managers don't work and you have to copy paste. And then there are those who actually copy paste out of a document, which, you know, will you know, if the document's encrypted, I suppose that's okay. But it's, you know, if it's not, then you've got a different issue on your hands. But anyway, that was kind of orthogonal to the point. We ended up having a discussion about length of passwords and, you know, whether it's, you know, good or not. And for the product that this guy was talking about, he said, you know, we decided that the maximum number of characters that we would allow somebody to store using our thing is 20 characters. And, you know, and the way they looked at it was they said, if it's a 20 character password, even if it's, you know, I don't know if it's long enough, right? It's, you know, if it's 20 characters, it's probably enough to, you know, to thwart the threat model that we're concerned about. Now, I don't know that I necessarily agree with that, but you look at the numbers, you look at the possible combinations and everything. I kind of get what they're saying, right? That, you know, and the contention was that a 12 character password with, you know, all four character types, which is uppercase, lowercase, numbers, and special characters, and if they're all random, right, then that password's probably not going to get guessed anytime soon, and I'll agree with that. But this guy admitted to me very, you know, that they're having issues kind of getting certain people you know, past that. They're saying, you know, they want longer passwords, and I said, well, yeah, I understand where they're coming from, and you know, they made this choice, but if the issue is largely a perception issue, right? And people think that, you know, longer passwords are better, and they're absolutely correct, right? You know, if you're, you know, but there's a certain point at which it kind of doesn't matter, and I think that was his point, is that, yeah, that's, you know, after a 12 character random random password with all four character types, it's, you're probably okay, right? And just in terms of, you know, non-guessability, and, you know, and if you make it that, you know, longer, then, you know, you're just making it that much longer to guess, and, you know, really, it's not going to provide you that much more, you know, how much more protection do you need? And I get that, right? I mean, so there's no argument with that, but people have it in their minds that a longer password is better. And so, you know, and I asked the question, and I don't think I really got an answer to it, is, you know, if 20 is fine, you know, and if customers are having a perception issue with your product because it only allows 20 character passwords, you know, why don't you fix that, right? Why, it seems like that's an easy thing to solve, just to get your product into more hands, right? Sometimes it's, you know, sometimes you're better off just kind of going with the conventional wisdom, right? Even if to you doesn't make sense, right? You know, it's easier to do that than to try and convince people that you should, that what you've done is acceptable. It's, you know, it just seems kind of backwards. And, you know, especially if it's something that is, you know, if you're erring on the side of more security, right? I mean, yeah, 32 character password, 64 character password, or, you know, unlimited, right? I mean, yeah, there's a point where there's a hashing, you know, there's a hashing algorithm, the password's stored as a hash, and, you know, the more data you feed it, the more, you know, the more it can, you know, the more CPU it takes. But the difference between, like, 20 characters and 32 characters, and, you know, or 20 characters and 64 characters with a hashing algorithm is not that substantial. So if it makes people feel that their stuff's more secure, then, you know, and it doesn't really cost you anything to do that, because hopefully you're storing a password hash anyway and not the actual password, then why not let them make it as long as they want? It just doesn't, you know, it's just one of those things. It's, you know, yeah, it's, you know, again, I see the point, and I understand that, you know, if you're threat modeling, that sometimes good enough is fine. But, you know, if there's almost no cost to making it, you know, making it and allowing for more security, why not, right? The difference between, again, the difference between a 20 character password and a 32 character password or something like that, I just don't get it, right? It's not, to me, making a deliberate design choice to make it, you know, make it small, especially when it's causing you a perception problem in the market, then why don't you just fix it? I don't get it. But, you know, sometimes this is, you know, this is an issue sometimes we have in the InfoSec industry or that I see is, right? So, you know, sometimes we're solving problems that people don't have, right? And that's, you know, sometimes that happens. But if customers are asking for something particular, right? I mean, and it doesn't really cost you any more to provide that. And it makes them feel safer, even if it, in the grand scheme of things, probably doesn't. Why don't you do it? It doesn't make, you know, that's an easy one to me. I mean, I don't get why this guy was making such a big deal about, okay, 20 characters is enough. I get that, but you're having a perception problem. Fix your perception problem and, you know, we won't have this debate. And it's just, anyway, we went on and on about it and much longer than I wanted, but I probably went longer than I wanted to on this podcast, but I had to kind of get it out there and, you know, tell me what you guys think. I mean, is it, you know, am I off base by thinking, hey, let them use as long a password as you want? Or is there really some reason why you should limit the number of characters, you know, at the upper end, right? To, you know, some arbitrarily low number. Now I can understand making a minimum character password, right? And in fact, you probably should, you know, I mean, 12 characters to me seems like a minimum these days, just based on, you know, 8 characters is not all that great. You know, 12 just seems kind of like table stakes. So, you know, curious what you think. How many characters should a password be? And complexity issues aside, tell me what you think. Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.